Well, in response to the outbreak, a number of states and cities have ordered restaurants and bars to close to the public, offering only takeout or delivery. The impact of this order is severe. The National Restaurant Association estimates that the restaurant industry could lose $225 billion and lay off 5 to 7 million employees over the next 3 months. We're joined now by Jessica Parkison, who is the co-owner of the restaurant Salt in Lakewood, Ohio, just west of Cleveland. Jessica, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you so much for having me today.
And your restaurant has been closed for a week now. First of all, how is it going so far?
I would say it's a very surreal experience. We currently are not doing carryout or delivery or curbside pickup. So a few of my staff members and myself have been just trying to get everything closed up. You know, we're hoping 4 weeks, but we'll see.
And why did you decide not to offer takeout or delivery during this period?
For my business partner, Jill, and myself, our menu does not carry out. We would have to completely rebrand what we have built over the last 4 years. And there was a little bit of concern safety-wise for our staff. And it's something that if we do decide to do that, maybe just Jill and myself will do it and then donate everything to our service industry staff. We're still kind of trying to figure this all out like everybody else is, but really that was the number one reason.
And what's happening with your staff right now? Are you able to pay them in this period?
So last week when this happened, we brought our staff in on Monday, anybody that wanted to come in. We fed everybody, we gave them food, and then I gave them each some cash to try and help, because really the unemployment situation has just been a nightmare for a lot of our staff.
Meaning that they're having a hard time filing for unemployment?
Oh my gosh. I have one server that still has not been able to get through to file. She had filed for unemployment 15 years ago, and that case is still open. She has tried to make phone calls to the unemployment. Every time she does get up on the website, it crashes. There have been multiple problems. And then another thing that we had found out last week was our staff is getting paid, and every service industry personnel, they're getting paid a third, from what I have heard, off of just their regular hourly wage, not their tips. And, you know, I have servers that were making quite good money, now making $90 a week through unemployment.
Wow. So what do you need right now? What would be useful to you to come either from the state or the federal government?
I'm not quite sure, to be honest. Money, obviously, so we can help out our staff. What I've been discussing with Jill, my business partner, is what are we going to do to be able not so much reopen in the next 3 or 4 months, because that's what we keep hearing, but we're going to need money to sustain us for the next year. Because really, when you break it down and think about it, people that come into our restaurant are spending money, and there isn't going to be any money from anyone to be able to spend once we do all reopen, if all of us reopen. We are not selling gift cards even right now because we can't guarantee that we will reopen. And we can't have thousands of dollars on our conscience at night.
That's interesting, because a lot of restaurants, as you know, have decided to start selling gift cards, help us out now, and then later you can come in and use that gift card. You're saying you're not even sure if there will be a later.
Right. Until I can guarantee it, I won't sell a gift card. And in all honesty, when we do reopen, I need that money then and not people paying in gift cards.
Have you gotten any guidance or assistance from the state or from the bank or from other restaurant owners and chefs on how to handle this?
Yeah, you know, I feel very, very blessed that being in Lakewood and in Cleveland, really, in general, all of us restaurateurs, or most of us, I would say, really work together to help bounce ideas off of each other. There's a local chef named Eric Williams. He came in last Monday morning, and we kind of hashed through as much as we could back and forth. There's another chef, Matt Spinner. I've been working closely with him, trying to figure out ways that we can help our service industry and feed them, collecting donations wherever we can get them. A lot of people that work in this industry as servers and as bartenders, they're single mothers or fathers. And they go from making up to $1,200 a week off of tips and whatnot, down to $90 to $200 a week, and they have families to feed. So I really am trying to work hard with our community and other chefs that are helping out as well to help provide, even if it's just food or staples and things that the service industry really needs. And soon it's going to be cash to help pay for rent or bills or gas for their car. It's sad. It's devastating.
All that being said, do you think that authorities made the right decision in saying that restaurants should shut down for the public health reasons?
I do. I do absolutely agree that something needed to be done. I just really wish that a lot of these, you know, disaster relief loans were submitted, the request letters were submitted prior to the governor shutting us down. I wish the city of Lakewood would be more involved to help those of us that did not decide to do takeout or carry out. I wish that there were quicker funding for our service industry people that really, really need it. But I do agree. I think that it needed to happen.
That is Jessica Parkinson, who is the co-owner of the restaurant Salt in Lakewood, Ohio, which has been shut down for the past week. Jessica, good luck to you and your staff, and thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. I greatly appreciate what you're doing.